Hey.
A little Mos Def for you.
Took me by surprise. Yeah. Look at my little bougie beer drink on here. Oh, yeah.
What a fag.
We started off with nothing but class, people.
This guy drinks his beer out of a glass. What a queer.
Oh, man. It's the only way, dude. You gotta, gotta do it right with the craft brew, you know?
Dude, it was so funny. I was trying to tell it. I was like, you know, I get bored at work, so then I bring up, like, you know, conspiracy theories and stuff. It always starts a great conversation. But I always get a lot of pushback. And one of the things was the food and how there's so many things that they're allowed to put in our shit that you're not allowed to do in other countries.
Oh, yeah. Right? Ultra-processed foods. There was a fella on Bill Maher this week who was talking about it. Pretty interesting. That's right. Hitting mainstream.
But,
yeah.
I was bringing up, like, when you go, if you go overseas to other places, dude, like, the pop is so much better. Like, dude, a Fanta in Europe is, like, way better than a Fanta in America. In Europe, it's, like, actual orange juice with, like, carbonated water. You know what I mean? And it's, like, as good as better. Like, everything here kind of just has, like, a fake taste to it. I think it has a lot to do with the artificial sweeteners.
I have eliminated as much as possible high fructose corn syrup from my diet, which is the main ingredient in soda pop that everybody seems to like to guzzle. Anything ultra processed, man. It's that and the soy oils, dude, or the bean, the seed oils, man. And
it's terrible for you.
Anything
terrible
processed, man. Get out of here with that stuff. We went all in on manufactured food and hyper ultra processed materials and ingredients none of us can pronounce or know what it looks like, right? And we're all consuming it in mass quantities. And sure enough, 50 years later, everybody is obese and
got
sick
cancer,
and
diabetes,
Alzheimer's, man.
That was my whole thing my whole argument with these guys was, you know, every single one, I was like, what I brought up was, you ever go to these Mexican restaurants? You get the fountain drink of Coke, or do you get the bottle of Coke? Oh, man, you got to get that bottle of Coke from Mexico. It's always so much better. Yeah, because they're not allowed to use the artificial sweeteners.
Do you see?
They have to use real sugar. That's why it tastes so much better. And the argument was, this is what made me think of it. Their argument was, no, it just tastes better because it's in a bottle. And I'm like, no, I don't think it's the glass. You know what I mean? I don't think it's the glass. I think it's what they put in it. But it might also be the glass.
Well, I got 2 points here. Number one, it's the cane sugar versus the fructose syrup.
100%. That's what it is.
That's the difference.
100% what it is. It hits you different, you know?
Number two, I can't help but notice how our modern culture has had its profound effect on you, sir, and the way you speak. Back in my day, we didn't know it as Coke that comes from Mexico, men who have sex with other men. No, it was... Back in my day, it was a Mexican Coke, man. Mexican Coke. Listen to yourself. Tell me you listen to NPR without telling me you listen to NPR. Bro, what happened here?
A negative connotation to it. I don't think it really. I think it disproportionately affects the brown community when you call it Mexican Coke.
Coke that comes from Mexico. You don't want to offend one of those men who have sex with other men when they're drinking their Coke that comes from Mexico, man.
I live in Chicago. What do you want from me? City of big shoulders and proper pronouns. Yeah. You know? I gotta get out of here, dude. I'm half a fag already. Jesus Christ.
Come to Denver, man.
It starts with Coke that comes from Mexico. 3 months later, you're sucking dick. It's a steep decline into fucking feminism. And
yeah, in 2 months, Mike's gonna be slapping on makeup and a wig and reading to kids at the local library.
I already got my first children's book coming out. The first dick I suck? It's geared for more second, third grade, you know?
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
We We're giving the highbrow today, folks.
Got me on that one. Got me on that one. Comes from Mexico. But my whole point was, right, I mean, that's just across the border. And everybody talks about Mexico like it's a third world fucking country. But they're eating better food than us. They're drinking better food than us. A lot of stuff we eat and drink here is not allowed over there.
Mexico banned chemtrailing and geoengineering outright.
GMO. I think they banned GMO.
They have banned, just like Russia. Like Russia doesn't do geoengineering allegedly, or the GMOs, like because they don't want to poison their people, right? But here in America, we're like, no. Here's the GMOs. Here's the ingredients you can't pronounce, you know. But the food lasts for 100 years on your shelf, right? And we're gonna spray shit in the sky to block sunlight. But don't worry, it's for the future of humanity.
For your health. And now that you see that whole thing coming out now about how sunscreen was a scam, which we have been talking about our entire life, dude. We have been talking about.
Here's why. I used to say this to my friends growing up who I had that were obsessed with sunscreen or wearing the shirts that have UV protection and block the sunlight.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd
be like, you know, my grandpa is 85, like trying to kill himself allegedly because he's, you know, so old. He has spent his entire life just baking in the sunlight, literally sitting in the backyard. We would come over to their house and he would just be sitting there like a freaking lizard on a rock, man. Just like soaking up the sun, dude.
And again, why is that something that only affects Democrats? Like, if you voted for Donald Trump, you never needed sunscreen in your life. You know what I mean? But you come to Chicago where they're always voting Democrat. They need the sunscreen. They're gluten-free. They're fucking, you know what I mean? They got long COVID. They got all these like, you know? Come on. What's going on here, people?
The only thing sunscreen ever really did was probably make the dermatology industry, you know, hugely profitable, on top of also bleaching the coral reef, which they directly linked the sun bleach.
Ruined the coral reef.
The sunscreen is on the people. I used to say this too to people, like, dude, you put the sunscreen on, but then you go in the water and it just like washes right up. No, you know, so I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm no scientist, but I feel like.
No, don't worry, we mixed it with Teflon. So now my body is sun and water resistant. It's great. Yeah,
don't worry, it's got microplastics. They embed themselves into your pores.
It's so stupid, dude. It's crazy, yeah. You guys were causing the problem all along. So funny.
Oh, man. So fucking crazy. So Mike sent me, you sent me this article the other day about a guy who died of a heart attack, and they're, you know, they're blaming all sorts of things these days on the heart attacks. And I put together a list of articles here for us.
So
everyone can see. I want everyone to know now, here we are in 2024, we're 5 months in, right? Don't listen to those nut job tinfoil hack conspiracy theorists like myself who have been saying since day one, don't take the experimental gene therapy mRNA vaccine because it just might have some consequences. You know, the one they whipped out at warp speed? All right. So I want you guys to pay attention here now to all the different things that have caused heart attacks in 2024. Mike, warm weather, heart attacks, man,
heat
right?
Waves.
But watch yourself. Watch yourself, sir. Cold weathers, heart attack, heart attacks,
heart.
Cold weather, right? Watch yourself from the cold weather. Avoid the hot weather. Look
Avoid
out
the
for the cold weather, because when the cold weather, Mike, you're shoveling, right?
Oh,
you got, yeah, the shoveling's causing the heart attacks, right?
Yeah.
But don't stay inside and avoid physical
activity.
Oh, if you
don't activity. Shovel the show, you're going to have a heart attack.
Like sedentary behavior, you're going to get the heart attack, right? Mm. So make sure you're being active, getting out, socializing. But don't smoke pot, right? Because that's going to give you the heart attack, right? You don't want to get out there and have a good time.
Oh, stroke.
And the stroke,
the heart attacks and strokes. Okay.
So don't be lazy, sedentary, smoking pot, right? You're going to get the heart attack, man. Get out there and work, Mike. Work. But not too hard. Right, if you work too hard, man, you're gonna get that heart attack, right? So you know what you gotta do, Mike? You gotta take it easy. Take a holiday off, right? Take the holidays off. But look out, dude, that holiday stress.
Oh no,
you're gonna get that heart attack from the holiday stress, man.
No.
What you gotta do, Mike?
So don't go in the heat. Don't go in the cold. Right. Go to work, but don't work too hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Right. You know, take a holiday, but don't stress on the holiday. Right. So go outside.
Right.
Get some fresh air, people, but not too much, because there's air pollution.
It causes heart attack.
And the air is gonna give you a heart attack. All right. So be careful. And it's not just the air that's gonna get you, people. If you get sun for just one day, folks, that sun's gonna give you a heart attack.
Oh my god!
Sunbathing, people, will give you that heart attack, right?
Come on.
Hey, Mike, do you have a toothache? Bro, you better be careful. You might have a heart attack.
No.
Oh, you got tooth trouble? Oh, you got a heart problem, man. But don't take any medications for that tooth trouble, Mike, especially if steroids are in there, because the steroids are gonna cause you the heart attack.
Heart attack.
Okay. So what you got to do to avoid heart attacks, Mike, is you got to eat healthy, but not too healthy, because if you eat vitamin B3, bro, you are going to get a heart attack.
Heart attack again. They got me again. Damn it.
So, Mike, you know, you don't want to go too healthy. Put a little salt on there, right? Not too much salt. All right, that salt.
It gives you a heart attack.
That salt is going to give you a heart attack. All right, watch out, bro.
Okay. I do like that.
Most likely what's going on with the salt, you got the nanoplastics, right? The nanoplastics, people, they're giving you the heart attack.
That's
right?
What's giving you, and stroke again. We got heart attacks and strokes and early deaths. Okay.
So you got all these heart attacks happening from the food. Folks, maybe just eat less, but don't eat too much less, because if you're intermittent fasting, folks, you are going to get a heart attack. It's coming at you.
The headline should be, why are the hearts so weak in the West? Everything affects them. Can't have sun, can't have no sun, can't have hot, can't have cold, can't work, can't stay sedentary. Oh, it's crazy. What are you supposed to do?
Can it get more absurd? It can. Folks, daylight saving time
could increase your heart attack.
It's going to give you a heart attack.
Well, yeah, it's the stress, Frank. Imagine you're on vacation during daylight savings and a heat wave after a cold spell. I mean, it's like, what?
You know what it is with daylight savings, Mike? It makes me angry, but I shouldn't get too angry, because, folks, if you're getting angry out there, you could be at risk of a heart attack. Don't get too angry.
Just 8 minutes. Don't be angry for 8 minutes. It's really funny, because I have a regular commute every afternoon that's an hour to an hour and a half, and I am angry that entire fucking time. So, you don't want me to be angry for more than 8 minutes. Why don't you talk to the fucking mayor of Chicago? Get them to expand the highway.
We all know what's truly causing the heart attacks. No, it's not the vaccine, you idiot. It's just COVID, right? COVID is what's causing your heart attack, man. Yeah. All right, dude. That's all I got.
Dude, it's so funny. The article I sent you that was in the middle there. Of the guy that worked too hard.
Yes. I'll have to find it again.
Okay, he's 35 years old. And you might think, well, you know, 35, maybe he was out of shape. No, he was a special forces soldier. he's in about as great shape as you could possibly be in. And then you think, well, maybe, well, he's working like a construction job. Is that what he was working too hard? No, he was a banker on Wall Street. Like, I mean, come on, this guy couldn't be more physically fit, more physically able to handle a stressful job like that. And they're saying that's why he died, was the work, was he just worked too hard.
I don't know, man. Look at
on Wall Street.
He looks like he's a bit tanned. I think he was sunbathing, bro.
Ah, okay. All right. It was a heat wave, so I guess.
It was hot out there. He was probably sunbathing, probably relaxing, maybe smoking a little doobie. You know,
it's just insane that you're going to blame it on his stressful work.
It's crazy.
Yeah. 35 should not be having heart attack.
Yeah. And I took this from InfoWars. I love Alex Jones and what he does over there and his team. And I found this to be pretty fascinating stuff that if you do a little digging, you'll find that there's a Pfizer whistleblower out there who leaked an email that was internal, and it described how there were separate COVID vaccines for people who worked at the company versus what they were dishing out to the general public. We all knew it, man. We all know that they were, the politicians doing it on camera were getting saline solutions.
Or, oh, yeah.
You know, there's nothing. It was all smoke and mirrors, man. It's all a show.
There's no way Joe Biden took the fucking vaccine. Come on.
No, absolutely not. That's why I'm a huge
mental drug.
I always lean on the fact that it was potentially a you know, depopulation effort of some sort. You know, I know it's not popular, or it has not been a popular idea, and it's gaining traction now only because of the increasing mortality rates, the you know, turbo cancers. Everybody seems to be constantly sick that got these shots, man. You know, and they're starting to notice the people who didn't get the shots. Those tinfoil hat nut jobs, man, who, you know, they thought would be dead from COVID 4 years ago. Remember that? Oh, good luck, anti-vaxxer. Oh, I'll kick your body to the curb when I see you dead on the street.
Well, there's only one bed, and you have an unvaccinated and a vaccinated. Well, you hang out on the curb, Wheezy. Remember Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel, man,
I'll
yeah.
Never forget that joke. You could hang out on the corner, Wheezy. Well, vaccinated, come right into our hospital.
He was explicitly, I believe, referring to people who went and vacationed to the Ozarks and they were filmed. Remember the videos of the
God, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was people at the Ozarks and they're all, it was like 1,000 people on like multiple yachts and like they were docked together and they're all just raging, man, right? Because they've been locked down for like a year, you know, and they're just like partying like they've never partied before, and they're all in bikinis. And you know, Jimmy Kimmel got very upset and made that whole speech. I distinctly remember watching that clip on TV, and I turned to him, I'm like, we got to get to the Ozarks, man, or
yeah,
Florida, or something. We got to get the fuck out of Colorado right now. They're living, man, they're free.
You look out your window and there's one lady with blue hair wearing double mask walking her dog, and you're like, dude, I gotta get out of here. I gotta move to a red state.
Have you met my neighbor? That's really crazy. Yeah, you like described my neighbor. High school teacher, folks.
Oh, dude, I see these women at these schools all the time, and I'm like, I can't believe that's what's teaching the future.
No,
like that,
but that's what's been teaching the future, and now the future is kind of the ones protesting on the campuses and, you know, throwing the tomato soup cans. Did you see Greta Thunberg got arrested?
No, I don't care about Greta Thunberg.
Dude, she's done with climate, man. She's moved on to way cooler stuff. She's got the Ferrisweria, sir. What
the
is it?
Kafifa? Kafufu? The Kafif? What is it?
The Kafarty. She's got the Cafardi on, right? Yeah. And the cops are dragging her away. They arrested her again for you know, being pro-Palestine.
She's protesting for Palestine now?
Oh yeah, man, yeah.
Oh,
she's comboing it up. I think, you know, she's saying, you know, hey, we gotta protect the climate for the Palestinians. Something like that.
Is David Hogg protesting for the Palestine too, or what's going on here?
God, I hope so. He's so close. He's so close. Now, he legitimately wants to have a political career, right? And everything's been set up for him through his dad, who was in the FBI. And
I just can't wait for them to catch him being like, you know, these Palestinians is not fair. You know what they really need to fight back is guns. Oh. If only the Palestinians had guns to fight back the Israel.
Damn it.
Okay. Got me again.
Dude, speaking of the election, I saw this pop up, and I thought you would find it pretty interesting because it kind of relates in a strange way to the stuff with RFK. But allegedly, Ohio may not have Biden on the ballot because they were trying to do all sorts of trickery with getting RFK off the ballot, and now it's kind of like screwed up his chances of being on it. It's really funny.
What?
Yeah. They're claiming they will get him on there, but allegedly something was going on and both sides just never agreed on some element of getting Biden's name on the actual ballot in November. And they're like quickly approaching the point where like neither of them will be on it. Potentially it'll just be Trump.
That would be fucking hilarious. Oh, that'd be so funny.
Look out for that to unfold.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Thank you. I thought that was fantastic stuff. And Mike, here in Denver, I feel like I'm just going to go back to local on it because we discussed it the other, like a month ago. And I'm pretty excited. I know everybody else in Denver is. We've advanced to the finalists. We're the only place in America. You heard it here first, folks. Host of Gay Games, baby. Oh, yeah, man. Look at these jamokes over here. My God.
I was thinking about it, man. I'm actually all for that. You know, you want to, you're a tranny. You can't get out of the Olympics. You're not allowed in the Olympics. If you're a girl who transitioned into a man, you can't co-compete with women while you're taking all these testosterone supplements and hormones. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's what this is. And...
But I would love to see like a tranny man versus a tranny woman.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I think we all would.
Like,
yeah,
like a really manly woman against, Dylan Mulvaney. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Bruce Jenner versus Dylan Mulvaney. No, wait.
No,
the opposite. Who are the manly women? See, I don't know who they are. Well, if you
so
need...
be like Bruce Jenner versus that chick from Juno.
Oh, Elliot Page. Yeah,
Elliot
good
Page.
Call.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
I'd like to see a boxing match between them. Or you know what we need back is celebrity death match.
Yeah, I don't think you could do it now though. Remember they tried to bring it back. Too hard to be politically correct.
Well, no, you'd have to go all in on offending everybody.
Oh,
it'd be fun.
Yeah, you'd have to go really far.
Well, either way, Mike, if you need to know what the Denver Gay Games is all about, let's get a quick local rundown by this fella.
Denver is one of the top 10 cities in the running to host Gay Games in 2030. This is the
He's
only
very
U.S.
excited.
City that is a potential host.
Think of all the tourists, Mike.
He's very excited.
This guy's too excited, man.
He's already got his bottle of lube.
This is the happiest man in Denver, Colorado for Gay Games. NBC9.
Gay Games are the world's largest LGBTQ+ sport and culture event. Around 10,000 people.
I love how they did it in Hong Kong, China. That's awesome. And then as you leave, they just mow them down with machine guns.
Kill everybody.
or after you leave, you get on a bus and now you're with the Uyghurs out of the mines.
Take part. Denver and the other 9 cities in the running will present its case to the Federation of Gay Games this fall. Denver's
Federation of Gay Games? What is this, man? What world are we living in? This is crazy. Why then do we have like a whole month for you people? You have a federation of something for sports? Like, come on, man.
But this is only once every 4 years, Frank. You know, historic. Actually, the news of the day should be only Denver. Denver's the only American city that's involved. So it's so gay, even San Francisco was like, nah, we'll let Denver have it. we got our own problems.
Oh, man. It's all about Satan worship in my mind, Mike. And I know you're a huge fan of the Eurovision that goes on in Europe. Do you even know what Eurovision is?
I have no idea.
All right. So Eurovision is a huge, I don't know, like musical competition. It's been going on since the 70s. It's a huge deal in Europe. All these different countries send their musical acts. I don't really care about it, really, right? Except for this one band that was there, Bambi Thug. And they put on this performance, dude. Do you see this stuff?
Is that two dudes?
No, one, the chick there with the devil horn. So they put on a whole devil worshiping performance. Look at this, man. It was live on television, and she did some interview afterwards and screamed that she's a witch into the microphone.
I gotta say, Sam Smith looking great.
That's looks what like I thought. Yeah, I know. He's on that Ozempic, man.
Is that what that is? Good
My
you,
point
Sam.
Being is, dude, the devil worshiping, sorcerer, witchcraft stuff out in the full open at this point. Like, look at some of the Taylor Swift concerts, like this Eurovision thing, dude. They don't care. They're drawing. They had a pentagram on the floor, and they did all this weird sorcery nonsense. I don't know, man. It's just these people
it's
aren't.
It's not even like shocking. You're going for that shock value.
Thank you.
Not
that's
shocking.
That's exactly it.
I would be very shocked if you guys just came out in a nice suit, nice dress, you know, conservative dress, and sang a fantastic song. I'd be like, whoa, I'm shocked.
That's what I'm saying. Lizzo, do like an Aretha Franklin type kind of transformation.
Yes.
Be like, you know, a diva, but like with the gown
just
and
belt out some fantastic vocals. And, you know,
what we
be
need
about the music.
We need a resurgence of the bands where they wear the suits and they got the mop tops.
Yeah, they all dance the same.
Yeah,
we need
man.
The background singers to come back.
Yes,
the three guys that do the dance, but then all come back to the same mic. You know, ooh,
yeah, man. Oh, I'm all for that, dude. Absolutely.
That's what we need.
All right. Well, what else we got on the docket here today, man? I know we got to cruise through before you get crushed by the mother celebrators. Over there.
Yeah, what else you got? Yeah. We talked about the gay games.
I had to get the gay games in. That was my number one focus for the show today.
I can't believe it's a thing. I really do like it, though. I think that's where they should be. That should be for the trannies, you know?
Let's see here. I got the Oprah fat shaming, which is one of my favorites. And then we got John Kerry, which I definitely want to do because I know you love John Kerry.
John Kerry.
All right, we'll do John Kerry. I'm popping him on there because he was at the World Economic Forum. They had a special event where they specifically discussed climate change, and I'm over here dealing with my man-made climate change in Denver, Colorado, where they're geoengineering storms and mucking up the clouds and the skies and everything, and so they're doing it on purpose. We all know it at this point. John Kerry's out there talking about how the efforts to mitigate the effects of the climate change essentially have really nothing to do with the lives being saved or maybe even how many blue sky days they ruined for Frank, right, out there in Denver, Colorado. No, it has everything to do with what? Well, money, people. It's always about the money. So
of course it is.
Let's have this melting gremlin tell us about how we're making buco bucks, baby, on this green energy climate change mumbo jumbo.
You know as well as I do, even if...
And I didn't control the volume on this one. You guys are ready. you're welcome for getting blasted out there.
I never thought I would say this, but please, somebody get John Kerry some baby blood. This guy is dying, dude. He's looking like the Crypt Keeper from fucking Tales from the Crypt.
They gotta dial up the adrenochrome to level 11 on this guy, man.
At least get him a Red Bull.
You know as well as I do, even if, you know, I don't want this, obviously, but if you wound up with a different president who was opposed to climate crisis, I got news for you. No one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. The marketplace is doing this. And the only issue for all of us is not whether or not we can get or will get to a low carbon, no carbon economy globally. We will. The only question is, will we get there in time to meet the challenge of the scientists in order to avoid the worst consequences of this crisis? That is what is at stake. It's the biggest transformation in the economies of the world in all of human history. It's also the greatest business set of opportunities that we've ever known in all of human history. And smart people are seeing that opportunity, and I think it's going to be the job creator and the energizer of our economies that are going to really transform the world over the course of these next months and years.
All right. Yeah, Mike. Oh, yeah.
All about the money.
It's all about the money.
The problem is you guys are forcing this economy with government regulation. You know what I mean? That's like the electric car. You know what I mean? You guys are trying so hard to shove it down everyone's throat. Nobody wants it. You know, and it just goes to show that nobody really cares about your climate change.
Absolutely, man. But this was the top issue that they were discussing. And I went and did a little research, cruised through some pages on the interwebs there, and I found that they have this list that they put together, top risks for the world there in 2024,
white supremacists? Is that number one?
Maybe you could potentially see it within what they got going on. So over the next 2 years, they got their top 10 there, and it's the misinformation, right? Disinformation.
Oh, God.
Number two, we got the extreme weather events, which you can obviously create with your HAARP technology and geoengineering. Societal polarization. Mike, maybe that's your, you know, white supremacy. You know?
Yeah.
That's your fellas in the U-Haul. Patriot Front.
Yeah, if you voted for Trump, you're too polarizing, so we need to get rid of you because you're a great threat to the world.
Interesting list, because this is for the next 2 years. This is what the World Economic Forum, the Klaus Schwab minions, are expecting over the next 2 years. And when I say expecting, it means that's what they're planning for the next 2 years. I thought number five in there, interstate armed conflict, to be quite fascinating. Kind of interesting. They're going to do away with economic opportunity. They're going to, force them to migration. And turn down the economy, and of course, they're going to pollute the air with their chemtrailing demons up in the sky. Next 10 years, though, I love this. Number one, extreme weather events. We got to dial up that HAARP, baby. Crank it, man.
I love how everybody keeps citing extreme violent. Did we have a hurricane last year?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? There was like no hurricanes last year. I don't know.
Honestly, this past year, though, in the last month or so, and especially 2 weeks ago, they were cranking up a lot of weird stuff here in the Rocky Mountains and in the basin here, and it fired out east, man, with some of the biggest winds we have seen in a long time.
I know. That we had, like, all these tornadoes. All you saw on the news was tornadoes.
Massive, that's what I'm saying.
And then they all showed one barn that got blown over, four cows died. That's like, okay, I think we're doing pretty good weather-wise here when all we have to worry about is four deaths from cows, you know?
It's extreme, dude! Come on, extreme weather events, man!
Good news, the extreme weather killed four cows, that's less methane in the air. Isn't that a win? Is that a win-win? I don't know. It seems like this weather thing's taking care of itself. I don't know.
Maybe, man. I don't know. I do think that there is an element where they introduce some trickery into the environment to maybe cook up the storms to be a little bit more violent so that way they could sell their, you know, cockamamie idea that the climate is changing and we're all going to die and we got to, you know, have electric cars and eat bugs in order to save the universe.
Yeah. And they're really failing the boat here because, like, the most extreme weather we've had probably in my lifetime was actually man-made, and that was the flooding in Dubai. That was, like, incredible, right? They literally turned a desert into a fucking water world.
I know, dude.
everybody just overlooked the fact that they admittedly did it with their geoengineering.
Yeah. Gone are the days where people could dismiss that there is geoengineering, right? It's going on, man. It's happening. It's just, which governments are using it and for what purposes? And we just don't know.
For a while, they were actually bragging about what they were doing in the UAE, where it just rained for an hour every 3 days.
It was
like fucking Back to the Future style weather, where they like control it. You know what I mean?
Dude, I got an older clip, but it's your favorite guy, Michio Kaku, and they're talking about lasers.
Climate change yesterday, and now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right, lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. CBS This Morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College.
This is 10 years ago.
Oh, okay, because this has been around forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going to tell you.
College of New York professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion,
no.
though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental, however.
Look out, future Boeing whistleblowers. You shall be struck by lightning. I'm warning you.
The best part is that Marjorie Taylor Greene says something about space laser, and everybody's like, oh my God, she's so dumb. She's so stupid. They don't have space lasers. Michio Kaku, tell us about this laser that controls the weather. like what?
It's just crazy to me because for a while now, I've gotten into incredible conversations with people about, like, you know, they know how to control the weather or at least manipulate it, and everyone looks at me like I'm totally fucking insane. You know, I'm in that moment, I'm Alex Jones talking about the third shooter at Sandy Hook. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm like, no, you can see it happening. It's literally happening right above us right now.
I'm telling you, just look up. And the frogs are gay.
Yeah. Forget about the gay frogs for 5 seconds and just look at the sky, man. They're creating the weather.
Michio Kaku.
Come on, I hit the jackpot on this one, right?
Oh, that's hilarious. I love how they brought out Michio. Nobody would trust the black guy with the laser. They're like, bring out the chink. Don't believe anything he says.
No, we got to give Neil deGrasse a break. He's really hopped up on vaccines right now. So let's give it to Kaku. Talk about the space lasers.
We'd bring out Neil, but we ran out of crayons. I know how he likes to draw it out for the people. You know, he really thinks we're stupid.
Oh, you see, it's the quarterback. He's throwing the football to the wide receiver.
You won't believe it. The sun shines on a body of water. Precipitation. The water goes up into the sky. So, fuck it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, folks, the World Economic Forum, they're out there just a couple weeks ago. They trotted out old John Kerry. I can only presume or assume that Al Gore was there talking about 10,000 Hiroshima bombs exploding the atmosphere every single day.
Every day.
I only assume he was there.
You're getting hit with the radiation of 900 nuclear bombs every hour. And the only thing that can stop you is this thing you put on your skin that this guy next to me makes. Believe it or not. The guy sitting right next to me, he's selling the cure.
Oh, man. So, you know, these clowns are flying in their private jets to go hang out in Davos and do high-class blow on high-class hookers. They're going to talk about how they're going to restrict our freedoms, make us eat bugs, and make us live in our 15-minute cities because they're threatening us with the extreme weather events that they're creating with their space lasers. Just ask Michio Kaku 10 years ago bragging about it. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. It's just so crazy to me because Alex Jones is no prophet, right? He just hears these insane elites say out loud what they're planning to do. They are telling you what they're going to do and what their plan is, and everyone's just like, oh, man, you see Travis Kelce kiss Taylor Swift at the end of that Super Bowl? Oh, dude! Who you got in March Madness, bro?
You know? You see the Bears picked in the first round? I think we got a new quarterback. We need to build a team around this dude.
Crack up another brewski, bro.
I know. It's so crazy.
It's just that's where everybody's
at.
That
is true. He just goes to a party with all the elites there, talks to them, and then he comes back to a show. He's like, you won't believe what they're talking about.
That's it.
And everybody's like, no, I don't think that's true.
Alex, like, but same with us. But like, we're not prophetic. We're just telling you, hey, you know, they're going to make us eat bugs. I'm just telling you right now. That's what's going to happen.
I know.
They told
Everybody's
us.
Like,
they said they're going to do it.
I I love it. Our dad, and I've heard it from a couple other people, they have this new thing where, like, you tell them something that is a undeniable fact or true, and they'll just look at you and go, where did you get that information? Oh, does it matter where I got it from if it's true? That's what I need to know right now, right? Does it really matter? So they always assume I watch Fox News, which I can't stand Fox News.
No, it's like, the worst propaganda machine. Turn
it on. Yes. I literally never turn it on. I watch more CNN so that I can make fun of it on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I never turn on Fox News, right? As a matter of fact, I watch way more MSNBC than anything else because every night I flip it on Shark Tank. That's a great show to watch. You know,
I'm subscribed to Joy Reid just to make fun of Joy Reid.
Just to, yeah, and to hear what absurdities you guys are listening to, right? But that's the new funniest line is, where did you get that information? And they think it's a win, but really you're just like, oh, you're too ignorant to even accept the you're so close-minded and willfully ignorant to the other side that you can't even accept something that's true from the other side. Right, it has to come from what you believe is a credible source, right?
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know, don't tell me Alex Jones isn't at these parties with the people from MSNBC. You know, they're all in the same group. They're all the same people. You know,
I don't know. Alex Jones has always boggled my mind. I dance back and forth between the most controlled opposition, right? Like kind of the top of the pyramid of the controlled op. And then below him,
I would classify him as an uncontrollable controlled opposition.
Right.
Like maybe they try, but you know, sometimes he lets too much out. Or
he was created by Don Rumsfeld, right? There are the known knowns and the known unknowns. And then there's the unknown unknowns, and that's Alex Jones, right? He's the unknown unknown.
He's the uncontrollable unknown. Yeah. Like Tucker Carlson's very controllable. Hannity, you know, Cooper.
The love for Tucker is mind-blowing to me. Just because I remember him on CNN, I fondly recall Jon Stewart's takedown of Tucker Carlson on Crossfire.
Crossfire, yeah.
He walked onto a live show with a live audience and destroyed the two hosts. And the best part was when he made fun of Tucker Carlson and his bow tie, and then Tucker Carlson stopped wearing the bow tie. It was fucking hilarious, man. And then Tucker got fired from CNN and goes to Fox News.
Fuck.
Well, that's all I need to know, that you're the same entity. You're the same entertainment purpose. You know, you both owned by the three-letter agencies. Sure, CNN is CIA and Fox is FBI, but they're kind of behind the same purpose. And you know what? Let's give the NSA a hand in the thing. They could be MSNBC, right? There you go.
And it's like, why are you not allowed to fail? Like, you know, Don Lemon, you get fired from fucking CNN. Now you get a job at Harvard, and then you just get this contract that you blow, but you had the contract with Elon Musk. Like, why is everybody opening a door to somebody nobody wants to listen to? Like, clearly the people have spoken. They don't like Don Lemon. They don't want to hear from him. Why is he not allowed to fail? Why is Tucker Carlson not allowed? Cuomo not allowed to fail?
John,
like, not allowed to just fail and go off into the abyss. Look at, you know who's not controlled opposition? Brian Stelter. Haven't heard anything from him.
You know what I mean? Nobody liked John. Nobody liked Brian.
Let him fail. Right?
John Roberts was the press secretary for Bush when they were trying to sell the bullshit behind the yellow cake uranium and bombing Iraq because they had, you know, nothing to do with 9/11. But we had to bomb Iraq, right? We all know why. We all know why we went to Iraq. It was to get the Stargate that belonged to Gilgamesh. And it was so Hillary Clinton and the Bush clan could contact the intergalactic demons and connect to Satan. All right, we all know that.
You don't want that in the hand of the Muslims.
All right, dude. They didn't want Saddam Hussein to have that kind of access, man. So, you know.
Imagine what he would do with it.
But John Roberts, I believe, was the press secretary. He was the Jen Psaki of, you know, the Bush administration. gets, you know, let go, as they all do, about a year and a half in after they're exhausted from lying for that, you know, amount of time. And then he worked at Fox News for 20 years, man. Like, dude, come on, man. Like, that's state media. The Fox News is state fucking media. And the same thing with MSNBC. Psaki's in the Biden administration, and now go check out her new show on, you know, Hipping It Live with Psaki. You know,
that's why Psaki, like, all these people, I believe they're all controlled opposition, because they can all be controlled with money. Yes. What gets me about Alex Jones is they took everything he had. They sued him for $1 billion for no reason. You know what I mean? They and he still doesn't shut up.
Oh no, so he's kind of, check out his show now, folks. He's more fired up than ever. It's fantastic,
than ever.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, he's claiming we're on the precipice of a major false flag event, that there's going to be civil unrest, there's going to be a race war stoked by false flags. I mean, he's kind of tossing it all out there for us to be prepared for. Buy that gold and silver and those guns, man. Oh, yeah, right?
Gives him more credit. Right? Just like Donald Trump is more credible in my eyes because you guys are trying so hard to keep him out of the White House. Like, the harder you try to keep him out of the White House, you go after his finances, you try to take away his building in New York for no reason, right? This woman just accuses rape and gets $100 million. Like, it's insane how you went after this guy. That makes me think he's just not part of the plan. He's not part of the game.
I don't know, man, but whatever they're doing is making this guy shockingly more popular than he was in 2016. Did you see the images and the video from his rally he had the other night in New Jersey?
100,000 people.
100,000 people. Even CNN was airing it like, damn, there's a lot of people at this rally. Like, there's there's a lot of support going on for this dude. You know what? I think it's less support or love for Trump and more, man, life was a lot better 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I just don't like what they're doing. I don't like the fact that this guy's your political opponent, and so you use the DOJ to go after him. Like, that is just, we're entering a banana republic here.
And we have strayed from talking about it in any type of way specifically. The Stormy Daniels charade going on.
Dude,
so disgusting.
Dude,
the glee with which they're all like talking about the steamy details. And, you know,
I know.
Like,
and now she got raped.
She's a porn star.
Now she was raped. That was when I was. Dude, I literally,
of course,
did, I literally
of
threw
course.
My hands up in the car. I was like, of course.
Yes.
It was non-consensual.
No,
she didn't.
Oh my God.
She didn't resist. She never said no, but it was a non-consensual. Like, dude, come on.
God.
Come on.
I know.
You knew what you were doing, bitch. You knew you'd get paid a lot of money to keep your mouth shut. You knew, you know.
Oh, my God, dude. It's just, it's so funny, but, like, nobody actually cares. I think that's what they're realizing. No matter how much they try to cram this salacious story onto the front lines, the headlines, everybody, like I said the other day, it's almost like everybody now is Neo in the Matrix, and the bullets coming at them are all these Trump stories. And they're not even, you don't even have to dodge it anymore. You just,
there's
like,
91 bullets coming at you. Oh, I'm sorry, 88 bullets coming at you. It's all the indictments.
It's the stories, dude, and I think people aren't even dodging him anymore. The stories are just stopping in midair, and people are just parting them out of the way. You know, like, you're just getting those
when
stories
when you become
out of
the one, you don't have to dodge the bullshit. Dude, the best was when they were like, everybody blew it up. The fags on Pod Save America just couldn't get it up. She said he told her he wasn't even sleeping in the same bed as Melania. You mean this married man who's trying to hook up with this porn star told her some lies about his relationship with his wife? Yeah, no man has ever done that before, you know?
No, I love you, baby. She doesn't mean anything to me now.
Yeah.
No, she's out of the picture. We don't even sleep in the same room.
Of course. Of course.
Now slap me with that magazine with my face on the cover one more time, right on the ass. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, porn star, before we hook up, I do want to tell you I have a loving wife. We sleep in the same bed every day. She would be very disappointed to find out that we're doing. Like, what?
I'm going to actually spray you with her perfume before we get at it, so.
I can't sleep at night unless the woman next to me smells like her. Is that okay? That's incredible. Of course he said some shit about his relationship to the porn star. He's trying to cheat on his wife.
Oh, man. But Bill Clinton, he's a saint, right? He's a, like, the representative of the Democratic Party before Barack Obama, right, man?
I just watched that Bill. Clip again where he walked into the debate with Hillary with the four women that accused Bill Clinton of This man was a WWE president. You know what I mean?
Not like, only that, take note, E. Jean Carroll. These are four rape victims who remember, you know, the time, the place, the year
day,
it happened.
The
maybe
season.
Even this. Yeah, right. What the weather was like, what they were wearing, maybe. I don't know.
They got
man.
The cum stained underwear still. I don't know. They got CO. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. That's so awesome, dude. I love the orgy of the legacy media over the salaciousness of the details behind, you know, the porn star sleeping with the real estate magnate 15 years ago. Like, dude, who cares about
that's
any
the best
of this?
Part. Trump is such a bad guy. Practically Hitler. The only thing you could find on him is he fucked a porn star 15 years ago. What? You can't find anything else? There's nothing else? I mean, come on. And we already went over this in 2016. We already went through this whole thing.
And if you don't understand why he's more popular now, more guys are looking at it and being like, man, I fucked a porn star, and then he paid off that other Playboy model that he was banging, and then he's married to a supermodel from Ukraine who's like half his age, like... This guy's kind of awesome, man. Like, I kind of want to be more like this dude. Like, where does the media think, like, dudes like us are, like, grossed out by Trump? Like, we're fucking impressed, man. This guy's banging some hotties, dude. Come on.
The best part is, look at this guy. He's got different baby mamas. He fucks all these women even though he's married. And the cops are going after him. They're persecuting him for no reason, purely on the way because of the way he looks and who he is. I can't believe black men are voting for this guy. Why aren't they voting for the other guy who signed the crime bill that locked up black men for decades for doing a drug that his son was doing off of hookers around the world? Well, you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean you don't understand why black men are voting for Donald Trump?
Well, Mike, how could black men possibly access that information? They don't even know what a computer is, man. Come on! They don't have a means to find that kind of info, bro! They're black! They don't know how to use computers!
They don't even know the word! Never even heard of a computer.
So, you know, they couldn't possibly look up the voting history of Joe Biden, who happens to have 40 years in the U.S. Senate, you know, like a lifetime of just like oppressing all people below the 1%.
It wasn't just Hillary calling them super criminals or whatever it was. What was that?
Deplorables.
No, I remember when when Bill was president.
Oh, wow.
The super predator. Remember the super predator?
Super predators. Wow. Yeah.
Those were the inner city black men. Her words, not mine. Her words, not mine.
It's racism all the way down with the Democrats, right?
It really is. It really is. Can't believe the black men are voting for Donald. It's like, dude, just look at your party. My God.
Don't listen to me. Listen to Joe Biden, right? What did he famously
oh, yeah,
say?
If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. It's the most racist shit I've ever heard. In the meantime, Donald Trump is like appearing in music videos for rap songs. And
yeah, man. You nailed it. And by the way, we nailed it today. We're cutting it right at the mark. Family is upon us. Happy Mother's Day once again. We're doing a twofer on the
twofer.
Happy Mother's Day. We'll be back on Tuesday. Want to thank everybody for joining us. Good crowd. Thank you for streaming live and downloading our special edit cuts that we put out there into the audioverse. We'll be back on Tuesday. More to talk about, probably chemtrails, conspiracies, and David Hogg. Mike, you got any of your famous last parting words for our audience out there? I think that was it. Just cut it right there. That was perfect. Beautiful. A man, a few words and few notes. Mike the Plumber.
My notes section says, see Frank's notes.